everyone, and welcome to Above the Rim, the show that talks about nothing but ball. Opens your minds and your ears to some perspectives that you may not be ready for. If anyone knows me, if you know me out there and you're listening to this, you're just shaking your head. I will say things that will have you scratching your head, shaking your head, and just flat out wanting to kick me in my teeth. But anyway, without further ado, let's get right to this. The NBA lockout, it's over. After 149 days of watching the Blue Jays, of watching CFL football, finally there's something for us ball fans to watch. I was just this close to starting to watch college ball, but it's not the same. You know it's not the same, and the NBA knows it's not the same. That's why they came back opening day with 5 games on Christmas. Absolutely brilliant. The NHL needs to take a page from the NBA's marketing handbook on how to win fans and how to market your products successfully. Five games. Boston versus New York. Heat versus Mavs in a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. Bulls versus Lakers. Magic versus OKC. The Clippers versus G-State. The Blake Show and Chris Paul, CP3, making its debut. All on Christmas night. This is crazy. I'll tell you one thing though, the 3 games in 3 nights and the back-to-backs are going to take its toll injury-wise. Carmelo Anthony of the Knicks has already suffered a minor injury during the preseason, but true to form, Carmelo's ready to ball. Paul Pierce, who suffered a heel injury, is still out of action, and the Boston Celtics started 0-3. I'm not going to make any claims about that because everyone out there that knows me knows how I feel about the Boston Celtics. I hate them. Anyway, let's move on. The LA Clippers. Chris Paul bringing showtime to the other team in LA. Now Kobe has to share the spotlight with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. This is absolutely amazing. Already you're seeing highlight reel dunks. The preseason matchup against the Lakers, ridiculous. This team is going to be a force. They may not win right now, but this team with Chauncey Billups as an addition and Caron Butler and Chris Paul, all three play defense and all three can provide added scoring and veteran leadership to a team that has been decimated by losses. The most voted the most pathetic franchise in North America over the last 10 years. Yes, the LA Clippers finally, Billy Crystal and John McEnroe have a team that they can go support that's not the Lakers. So all you naysayers, I'm jumping topics a little bit here. Give me a break. It's my first episode. Anyway, getting back to the ratings. All of you naysayers and haters out there that said, oh, I'm not going to watch the NBA when it comes back. Who cares if it ever comes back? You're lying to yourselves and you're lying to me. I had faith. I knew it was going to come back. I knew it was going to come back stronger than ever. And I knew that deep down fans were going to come back running. And sure enough, it reflected in the ratings on opening day. The 4th most watched regular season games in cable history. Actually, the Boston-New York Knicks game was the 4th most watched regular season game in cable history with 5.9 million viewers, and I'm sure that's only in the States, only in America. About the only person that wasn't tickled pink by watching these games was probably Lamar Odom. Sorry, Lamar, you got split up from your boy Meta World Peace or whatever the hell he wants to call himself, and Kobe Bryant, who just got a divorce. Hey, take it easy, Lamar. At least you got Chloe. That's going to do it for me. I hope you enjoyed this brief edition of Above the Rim. As I get better at this, I hope to put out something a little more refined, a little more mainstream, a little smoother, shall we say, as I get better at this. So the only way for me to do that is to field all of your questions, concerns, problems, likes, dislikes, anything. Any feedback is good feedback, so let me have it. Good night, thank you for listening, and let the comments begin.